Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
SZA, it's BMF, 842. Good morning. You're waking up with the Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. It's going to be partly cloudy this morning with rain showers, and then it's going to clear up, and it's going to be partly sunny later on this afternoon. Breezy, highs in the mid-60s.
All right, Robert from Harvard Business Services is going to be stepping in just a couple minutes. In the meantime, let's do this right here.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, Jessica, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got?
All right, so the first thing is Tony Rock is talking about Will Smith. He caught up with TMZ. Will Smith released his first album in 20 years based on a true story last month to mostly closed ears. The album failed to hit any Billboard charts, and it was a new career low. TMZ, they caught up with Tony Rock, who was at the Los Angeles airport on Monday, and he openly admitted that he hasn't heard any of Will's new album, but happily gave a review to the beep album anyway. He used pretty much some explicits to describe it. And to be fair, Tony admits that he is biased towards Will. And this does stem from the 2022 Oscar fiasco where his big bro, Chris Rock, was slapped on stage on live TV. So obviously he didn't give a good review there.
Yeah, Tony Rock, of course, Chris Rock's brother.
Yes. Also, Nick Carter is now being sued. Apparently, sexually assaulted me and gave me STDs, a woman is claiming. So, Nick Carter is being sued by a woman who says that he sexually assaulted her and infected her with a bunch of STDs. The allegations, he says, are absolutely bogus. The Backstreet Boys singer is being sued by a woman. Her name is Laura Penley, who claims that this happened multiple times. And in the lawsuit obtained by TMZ, she claims that she met Nick in 2004 when she was just 19 years old, and they started hooking up after just a couple of weeks. They met at a Los Angeles apartment to hang out and have relations. She says that she asked him to please use protection, but he refused and told her that he was clean from any STDs. She's now claiming that that was a lie. Also, celebs are taking on this new AI trend with the figures.
Oh, the dolls, the characters.
Michael Strahan did one. It's now released, and apparently his is like on point.
Oh, really? There's a bunch of them that are good.
The best dressed.
Okay.
He's in a suit. He has a golf club. He has a football. He has dental floss. Apparently, he enjoys flossing. But it says Michael Strahan is the best dressed. Brooke Shields also.
Hold on a minute. Michael Strahan enjoys flossing?
Yeah, that's what it says here. What?
But he don't eat. How can that little. I mean, like, he don't need that little string for the.
Bill, are you serious right now?
He just needs a regular toothbrush for the.
Are you serious?
What?
Are you for real? Stop. Stop.
Is that a joke?
Stop.
You're the one who said it.
Don't clown on Michael Strahan. Bill.
I mean, even the character can't even say nothing nice about the Commanders.
Anyway,
even the little figure from ChatGPT can't
Brooke
even say
Shields,
nothing good about the Commanders.
Romeo Beckham. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So you can check out all the characters. They are trending online.
How can he fit like
stop it.
How can he, that little string.
And you said he just puts his toothbrush in
there. You know I ain't lying.
You are the worst. Do you know how jacked up you are?
Am I lying?
Do you know how jacked up you
are? Are there any lies told?
Oh my gosh. You are awful.
Any lies?
You're awful.
Didn't think so.
Awful.
Didn't think so.
And Charlie Sheen's daughter. Her name is Sammy. She has an OnlyFans account. She now says that she's very popular. She's an OnlyFans model. She does admit, though, that she does have limits. So she will not do anything, I'll just say relations on there. She will not do full nudity, she says. She also says that she likes to keep it very classy while still giving people their money's worth, if that makes sense. But there is a list of things that she says she gets, like, requests for foot stuff.
foot stuff.
And she says that the followers have requested weird things, like dipping my foot in the toilet.
Stop. Wait a minute. This is Charlie Sheen's daughter.
Yeah, her name is Sammy. I don't know if you remember us talking about that before, but she has an OnlyFans. Charlie Sheen was upset, but then she was like, hey, I'm grown. I'm 21.
Okay.
This is what I'm deciding to do. She's making a lot of money off.
So they've requested for her to dip her foot in a toilet?
Yeah. So she's like, the list of things.
Before or after?
It doesn't say that.
Like somebody, if somebody goes.
It doesn't say.
No.
Of course that pops in Bill's head.
Yeah, I know. I'm a sick one.
He's a sicko. But yeah, they request weird things like dipping my foot in the toilet. She's like,
okay.
All right. Why does that turn you on? Is my foot going into the toilet like something that you're into? She says it's weird, but okay.
But why she does not? It.
It's one of those things that, you know, she does. Now, there is a slideshow here. She has a bio, Sammy Sheen, and I'm clicking through it. The pictures are her in front of a pool, like on the edge of the pool. She's in a bikini. Very classy photos, but not the foot one.
People love the feet.
Not the foot
one. I tell you, people love the feet.
But she says that's weird. That is an odd request.
That is weird. People are weird.
It's an odd request. Of course. But hey, for money. I'm going to ask Chadwick.
Jess, you talk so much.
Babe, you okay with me put my foot in the toilet? Look, if somebody's gonna pay
let me tell y'all something.
I
about
wonder
Jess.
How he would feel about it.
We went look when this whole thing. What was it? Feet Finder. Well, what was the website that we talked about the one time?
Oh God!
We went through this.
Our listeners told me which one to go on.
We went through this whole thing. I mean, Jess was doing research off the air. She was looking. I mean, we were laughing and laughing about it. Whatever.
One of our P1 sent me the link.
Yeah, and
hold on. Which one was it? Feet Finder.
Yeah, it was this whole big thing, and
no, it was a thing.
You never followed through.
No, you never did it. No.
But now you say no, you were going to do it though.
But this one's different. This is OnlyFans. Uh oh, here's Chadwick.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if he's listening. Hey babe.
What does he want, a foot pick? He's just asking you for an instant foot pick.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's like, hey babe, can you send me a foot pick? You promise.
Send me a pic of your foot going in the toilet.
Yes. Who's cutting it?